it is not right for police to intervene in civil matter. And how do we determine civil matter? I think that's supposed to be the question. How do we determine which matter is civil, which one is criminal? For example, now, a landlord who comes to the station to report that his tenant is not paying his rent. That is not the business of the police. He should go to court for recovery of his tenancy fee from his tenant. Or a landlord who reported that the police said that he want to eject his tenant. That is not the business of the police. He should go and approach the court. That one is purely a civil matter. But there are a lot of cases that when people want to present it to the public, they will present it as a civil matter, whereas it's a criminal matter. For example, somebody sold land, one particular portion of land, to two different people. Can we call that one a land matter? Can that one be referred to as land matter? But if the person is arrested now, if you want to tell anybody who care to listen, what you will tell them is that he's been arrested for land matter. You will not tell them that he obtained money fraudulently from somebody, because when you said a particular portion of land to two different people at the different time, is that not obtaining money under false pretense? Is that not criminal? Or in a situation where somebody is owing somebody money, how did he hold the money? If you give money to somebody to give to another person, and that person converted the money to his own use without the consent of the owner of the money, can we say that person is owing the person or is stole? That is stealing under the criminal law. Because we have different type of stealing. We have the normal stealing, we have stealing by trick, we have stealing by conversion, and others like that. When you are given something to give another person, and you converted that into your own use, it is stealing. But once that person is arrested and he wants to tell anybody, he will say, I hold somebody so amount of money, that is why police arrested, they arrested me and detained me. He will not tell anybody that I stole the money, because the money was given to you for onward transmission to another person. But instead of you to get the money to the owner, you converted it to your own use. That is stealing by conversion. But when they want to say that, they will say, I owe somebody money, that is why I'm being arrested. I'm arrested because of for land matter. Whereas you are, the only thing police cannot dabble into as far as land issue is concerned, the police cannot determine the ownership of land. Maybe two families are fighting on a particular land that this land belongs to my father. This one says it belongs to my father. Police cannot dabble, because you cannot determine the ownership of the land. They have to go to court. It is the court who will listen to them, listen and peruse the evidences they have, the tender before we can give judgment that yes, so person is the owner of this land. So person is not the owner of this land. But when it comes to issue of sell land, the particular land is being sold to two different people, that is obtaining money under false pretense. Or in some instances, some people will claim to have gotten a judgment on the particular land. Instead of them to wait or to get the court bailiff to go and enforce the judgment, they go and load, they go and take a bus load of thugs to go and execute the court judgment. Who send them? Can court judgment be executed by thugs or by the bailiff? So those are the areas people always misconstrue when they will be saying that the police is dabbling into civil matter. No! Most of these things that they are calling civil matter is purely criminal. And let me now add this. Anybody can report case to the police, either civil or criminal. It is now the duty of the police, after listening to both sides, right to determine that no, this one is civil, and they will revise it civil in their written diary that who and approach the court. Many people did not know that social case should not be reported to the police. Any case at all, they will go to the police to complain. It is the duty of the police to listen to them and now revise them, advise them appropriately that this one is a civil matter, this one is a criminal matter. The one that is criminal, police will deal with it. The one that is civil, they direct them to go and approach the court. Well, you know, let me tell you, if police is charging every case that is coming to them to court, it is not every case police will charge to court. There are cases that even if you charge to court, the magistrate will even ask you that police, this case you should have even resolved it for them. There are instances when the two parties, after being arrested, after the suspect might have been invited to the center, the two parties will agree that, okay, this is the money that is causing the problem. Maybe it's a case of a fraudulent conversion, like the example I gave earlier on. And the person now say, okay, I will refund the money back to the owner. If the owner to agree, police can act as an arbiter between them. How are you going to refund it? It's just the magnanimity on the side of the police. We are not debt to the recovery agents. The police are only trying to, if they want to, they are discussing at that level with them that, okay, are you going to refund the money? It is based on the agreement of the two parties. Not that the police will now impose it that, oh yeah, you must go and refund the money. Our is, you have committed an offense, we investigate and charge you to court. But in most cases, the parties always come together and agree that, okay, I will refund the money. The complainant too will agree that, okay, if you are going to refund the money, I'm ready to take it back. And police,